With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending his decision to launch the war with Iran, saying Tuesday there would have been a nuclear war without intervention and that Iran would have taken out many countries. In the meantime, Wealth Club chief investment strategist Susanna Streeter claims that consumers and investors are very worried about the nature of this war.
We're set to be in an era of fresh energy volatility, just at a time when there had been hopes that energy prices would be coming down. It's adding fresh pain for households and companies around the world. Certain countries will be more exposed than others. And I think we're going to see this playing out in the days to come. But ultimately, it is the risks of conflict continuing to escalate with no end yet in sight that is really concerning.
Concerns are being raised about U.S. citizens having trouble getting out of the Middle East.
The State Department has urged Americans across more than a dozen countries in the Mideast to immediately depart the region using commercial transportation. But many airlines have canceled flights. Some current and former lawmakers from both political parties are criticizing the Trump administration's handling of the situation. However, the White House insists the State Department is working to help Americans return home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Texas Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton will compete in a runoff May 26 for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. They're the top finishers in a three-way contest with Representative Wesley Hunt. On the Democrats' race, no word yet in that race between Jasmine Crockett and James Tallarico. And in Arkansas, incumbent Senator Tom Cotton has easily defeated two other GOP candidates. SRN News. Well, Colorado Democrats want to legalize prostitution.
The bill would remove all criminal penalties for the practice and void all local laws against it. Maine has decriminalized prostitution, but so far no state has made it fully legal everywhere within its borders. The four Democratic sponsors of the legislation, three of whom are women, claim that the measure would improve the health and safety of prostitutes. At this point, the bill's fate in the Colorado legislature is uncertain. Michael Harrington reporting.
Equal Employment Opportunity Commission determining the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man in the Army. Actually, he worked for the Army. The commission decided against civilian IT specialists who had worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use the restrooms and locker rooms for women. This is SRN News. Foreign correspondent Charles de la Desma reports the war in Iran threatens the United Kingdom's economic forecast, which had been seen as quite healthy. But while they are worried, many others see the war as merely a speed bump.
Britain's Treasury Chief, Rachel Reeves, wants to present a rosy picture of the state of the British economy, even as oil and gas prices soar in the wake of the fast-evolving Iran war. That's looking like bad news for the global economic outlook. Unveiling the latest UK economic forecast, Reeves insisted the plan she has been driving forward since the Labour Party returned to power in the 2024 election is bearing fruit. Reeves had hoped her statement to the House of Commons would be a relatively low-key affair, but economists are warning that the Iran war could upend the forecast, depressing growth, stoking inflation and increasing debt. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More details at srnnews.com.